are making big moves in the local scene, and we've just been spotlighting them quite a bit because they're so good.
So. And because we like them, you know? Not because, you know, someone's paying us or...
Right, yeah. I mean, that's how all the bands are. Basically, we find good music that we like, and that's what we play.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with money or any other sort of motivation. It's basically just getting good music out to the people. But I just wanted to let people know that this was the Daylights and that, you know, they should be aware of this band because, you know, they'll be seeing them. They're blowing up. They're getting big, so...
All right, why don't we take a listen to The Daylights. This song is called If Words Were Bullets. Local music here on killradio.org.
I stole a car in my head just to give a friend a lift. Up the coast, somewhere close to San Fran. I robbed a bank just for love to give to those who don't have much. Here's the cash, buy life back, I'll take the heat. But something's still wrong with me.
Yeah, I might.
Well,
this might come as I hate to ask you guys to share a mic. Welcome back to killradio.org. We're in the studio with Dennis Tseng and Nick DeGaetano.
Nice.
These guys are from Music Plus TV, which is a internet television station. And oops. Can you hear me? Yeah, I think so. Hello. I have a couple of questions for you guys. This microphone is up.
Hey.
And this microphone is not. That's very strange. Okay. We're back at killradio.org. We're here in the studio with Dennis Tseng and Nick DeGaetano from Music Plus TV, which is an internet television station. Dennis, I wanted to ask you, how does Music Plus TV differ from regular television?
One of the main differences is we're not really centered on what we do. Yeah, I don't think we're censored.
Go on.
Like regular television. Also, with the internet, there you can interact with the viewers more. They can instant message us in, and we can talk to them. There's a bunch of different aspects as well. The programming's a little bit. It's all live. All the stuff that we're doing.
Yeah, all live. I think the best part about it is that, you know, we can actually talk right there. We can get those instant messages, you know, and it makes it convenient, and we can do what we want. We can show the videos that we want. I mean, like that Louis the 14th video, a very risque video, which you'll never see anywhere else, but we're playing it, you know. I mean, it's got strippers in it. And they're not wearing bikinis, man. They're naked. You know what I mean?
All right.
It's a great song. It's a great band. They just chose to have a crazy video, you know, and we're playing it.
Okay.
And that's the best part about it.
That's excellent. What pleased me about that is that it's uncensored. You know, the whole... What did you guys think of the whole Janet Jackson thing?
Oh, that's a bunch of crap. So stupid. People, like, freaking out. I mean, kids are watching, you know, CSI, and they're looking at a chest cavity of a cadaver, you know, someone's... I mean, there's just so much violence and things on TV. It's like, a boob is, like, that big of a deal to people.
Yeah.
It's just
It's
outrageous.
Pretty ridiculous.
You know, it really is outrageous. That's the human body. You know, it really shouldn't be something that's frowned upon. I don't know.
Right. Now, you mentioned, Dennis, you mentioned interactivity. What kinds of do you have a lot of, like, to chat with your viewers? Do phone calls?
Well, right now where people can instant message in and they can talk to the VJs or even other people that are working there. We're actually in development of working out the chat room system, so like we can have a whole room of people just talking as they're watching live, and also having it so the VJs as well will be, you know, inside and chatting with them live online. So
okay, cool.
So it's like we're fans, you know, but we're the VJs as well. So we're interacting like we're just watching it like everybody else, you know, and they can ask us questions and. We can talk to them on air, you know. So it kind of makes them, it makes them feel more a part of it, you know.
Oh, cool, cool.
They're more involved.
All right, I wanted to give our listeners a more general overview of what Music Plus TV is. It's an internet television station. You're on the air how many hours of the day?
We go live at 8 a.m. until about 10 p.m. at night. So
okay.
That's all live.
Okay.
Stuff. And we're expanding our programming as well.
Okay. That's pretty long
pretty long
working day.
Yeah. Dennis puts in a lot of hours there.
I bet. How has that been? I mean, you started up only 2 months ago, right?
No. We started the online stuff about 4 months ago, I'd say. 4 months ago, we started our online streaming.
Okay.
The company's been around 2 years. At that time, we were just developing, you know, shooting a lot of local bands, meeting a lot of people, contacts, and just developing, getting hosts and stuff like that. But, I mean, the real jump off for us was on June 15th when we launched live.
Yeah, the live web TV was, you know, that was kind of the culmination, and now it's going up from there, you know, that...
And we're just improving everything. You know, there's always, like, kinks and stuff we got to work out, like, with shows and just, you know. It's just, you know, improving every day.
Yeah.
When did the idea for for the TV station, when was that idea born?
Originally,
on the toilet.
I didn't say where.
Yeah. Originally, me and Mark, we talked about it. We came up with the idea about 2 years ago, and it actually really wasn't an internet-based idea. The idea was just in general of exposing a lot of the local and independent talent out there that almost all, like, television stations don't air, you know, like, especially local bands. But even like the good independent bands that you may hear on college radio or on certain radio, you won't see those on MTV at all.
No. Their videos aren't getting played. That's the problem.
Well, MTV doesn't play videos anymore, so.
Well, they don't?
No.
What do they do?
They have reality shows,
man.
I don't actually watch TV because I don't like most TV, so I miss MTV. I mean, I don't miss it. I mean, I don't see it.
It's just, I think they lost focus of their vision, you know, where they were going when it started in the 80s, you know. That's what it was all about, the music, you know, showcasing the videos. They don't do that anymore. And since all these stations have been bought up by the big corporations, you know, they've lost that. And they're all sort of going in that same pattern where they're not showcasing the new talent, you know, the new artists out there, only the preferred talent, you know.
Right. Yeah. Now that's, I don't know if I would call that corporatization or something, but that phenomenon of which happened to FM radio, happened to cable TV, happened to MTV, where a company or a channel starts out and their mission is to, or at least their content is content which doesn't get play through any other venues or channels, and that's partly the goal of Music Plus TV, and I'm wondering if you guys expect to sort of once you get to a certain point or sort of get over a certain milestone, that are you going to sort of change your format or expand your format or add more channels?
Oh, definitely more expansion. I mean, changing for the better, not like we're going to change our style or stuff, anything like
right.
that. We're probably going to be just doing what we do now, just better.
Yeah. Okay. And there will be more people and more people coming to us, you know what I mean? As we get bigger, we're going to get a lot of these really great bands, you know.
Right.
They're going to come in, and we can pick and choose who we want. Not that we're going to alienate anybody, but, you know, you're not going to... Let's just put it this way. You'll never see Britney Spears on our station, okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know where your question was asking, like, if we're going to turn into something like MTV. Is that what you're kind of going towards?
That'll never
happen. I mean, the videos are always going to be there. That's our base, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's holding us together, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about, so that's never going to change.
Okay.
We're definitely going to expand, you know.
Right.
That's we want to expand. We want more people to see our internet television, because then they can see the good music, you know. They see what we're seeing then. They know that talent is out there. It's
right.
not just what they have to listen to on the radio or whatever, you know?
Right.
They can expand their horizons.
Okay. I wanted to mention, again, for the benefit of our viewers, and by the way, if anybody wants it, they can go over to musicplustv.com right now and see what is on the air on that TV station.
What show's on right now?
Yummy's on.
Yummy? Oh, yeah. Hot girls.
Okay. I saw a bit of that yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, and at 1 o'clock we have Strictly Live, which is where we play a lot of the videos that we've shot ourselves of the local bands.
In venues around town.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I checked out your studio today. It looks like a very well-run, professional setup.
Really?
We try. At times, it gets professional.
Now, the studio space is not huge, but I saw on your lot you're actually putting up what looks like a very large studio space.
Yeah.
At least by Kill Radio standards. And what is that going to open up new opportunities for you, things that you can't do now?
Yes, we're going to put more sets in there. Also, we're going to build a stage in there. Because right now, for our live performances from the artists that come in, they do mostly acoustical sets or a stripped-down version. When we build the stage on the second level, that's going to open up the doors for like bands to come in with their full-on sets and to throw shows. And then comes like we will be able to broadcast live shows, you know, of good bands, you know.
Yeah, we're going to be putting on huge concerts, man.
Fantastic.
You know, full on.
All right. Why don't we take a listen to some more local music? You're listening to killradio.org. This is Johnny Radio. The name of today's show is Watch It, Bitch. And we're going to be listening to a band called Gliss. The song is called Kick in Your Heart. Can you tell me anything about this song, Nick? Do you know anything about this band or the song?
Nothing in particular about this song.
It's a local
song.
Band. It's a local band.
They're playing tonight.
Tonight at the Echo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, I saw their show at the Viper Room once. They're rep by Gorgeous PR, which they've had a lot of their bands come through our place, like Mardo.
Mardo, yeah. And some other I have their bands. Chapstick. It's one of their promotional tools. They made Chapstick, yeah. Yeah. I thought it was pretty creative, though, you know?
That's an excellent one. Maybe you guys can help us think of a similar type of promotional item that Kill Radio could do. I think maybe it should be like a
Kill
firecracker.
Kill Radio teddy bears.
Or a teddy bear. Yeah. A teddy bear with a firecracker.
With an axe in his hand.
Okay, so this band is called Gliss, and the song is Kick in Your Heart.
see the truth. I can't find my way. I'll push this young girl.
Killradio.org. The name of today's show is Watch It, Bitch. We're in the studio with Nick DeGaetano and Dennis Tsang.
You're doing good with the name. I'm surprised.
I've been practicing. I keep saying it over and over in my head. The band we just listened to is called The Shout Out Louds. The song is called The Comeback.
Yeah. They made it to the countdown, the top 10 videos, which is my show.
The countdown.
Yes, I will plug my show.
Go for it.
It's on at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's called 10 Deep, and I will be hosting it. And we play the 10 best videos of the day. And then I throw in a couple of my favorites, my picks.
And what makes them the best?
The viewers. They request them. Whatever videos they want to see, you know, based on what they vote for, is based on how we play it.
Of course, we have to, you know, we have to have the video, and
right, we're right. Not
gonna, you know, if someone like votes for Lindsay Lohan or whatever,
not gonna get played. But you know, most of the people that are really into music, they know
our audience is, you know, they like, you know, more independent type music, yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now you're a host. You have a show. But it sounds like you have a deeper interest or understanding or background in the development of Music Plus TV. It seems like you have a lot to say about the station in general, what the station's trying to do.
Well, that's what attracted me to the station to begin with. You know, yeah, I'm a host. I like being in front of the camera, no doubt about it. And but when I came in, I liked the atmosphere. It was very much a family atmosphere. We're all working together to make something great happen.
Right.
And I liked that goal.
Right.
I liked the purpose of it, you know, to play good music. And that's perfect for me, you know. So I jumped right on board because...
And it's not like the way... At our work or our working at atmosphere, it's not like, okay, well, you do this and you only do this. It's more like everyone pitches in to do what they can.
Right.
And it's like, even on our off hours or whatever, like me and Nick, we'll go watch a show, go drink some beers, watch a show,
yeah,
go talk to people, talk to people, stuff like that. I think that's probably what a lot of, you know, corporate America or a lot of other places, they don't do.
Everyone's dipping in, you know, dipping their hands into the pot wherever they can, whatever, anything they can do to help. Basically, at the studio, everybody's doing it. You know what I mean? So, from the cameramen to the, you know, VT4 operators, you know, we're all in it.
What's a VT4 operator?
Well, it's just our switching board. It's just like a radio, you know, switching board, except for it's for video.
Right. So,
it's just a board operator. It just plays the videos, changes the cameras, just like a live, you know, like for sports and stuff like that.
Now, does your studio setup differ significantly from a straight TV a studio?
Well, at least currently right now, the space we occupy is not humongous, so we can't utilize everything that we probably could do.
Right.
But I mean, in the future, we'll improve all that stuff as well.
Yeah, but you know, we have our basic studio setting and then our control room, and you know, it's all based through their earpieces. You know, they have their little earpieces and they talk to the control room guys, the cameramen, and you know, switch to this angle and switch to this camera. So you know, we have the basics of the television studio.
Yeah, it's like a mini television studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the Web TV, Web Music Plus TV, was originally it grew out of a recording studio. Is that correct?
The space that was occupied. I mean, the idea was there before the recording studio. The recording studio was set up there, and then we converted the main performance area into a mini television studio. So, I mean, there's still recording equipment in there that, you know, that we still utilize.
Do you produce music videos there?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and you play the music videos that you produce on the air?
Yeah.
Do you have a special show for that, or just they're just mixed
in? No, they're just mixed in. One of our guys, Devin Roberts, he just, outlier, he just shot and finished the new LMNO video, Aerosol Migrants. It's really good.
So good. And he did an excellent job on it. I mean, and another person you should be looking out for, LMNO.
Okay.
And he's part of the Visionaries crew. But, I mean, he's a great MC, and Devin just did a remarkable job on the video, so.
What was my question? Just to give our listeners a little bit of local color, Music Plus TV is locally based, here in Echo Park. And those of you who have come off the freeway 101 heading north, on the off-ramp at the Alvarado exit, you may have noticed a big animated neon sign showing videos, and actually it used to be an animation of this weird little guy. It looked kind of like the Mario Brothers doing breakdancing. And now it looks like you've got, you're showing live action video. Is that your live stream that you're showing?
No, those are just little commercials made for that screen. I mean, that screen, you know, it can't, you know, have the full resolution of our stream, so we just make some commercials that we air on that screen, like publicizing the show.
Yeah, it's advertising the shows, you know, what to watch, when to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good for the station.
Well, it looks great.
People driving by, they see a huge television screen there, and then they know what time 10 Deep is on.
All right. I wanted to talk about the size of your viewership. You've been on the air for about 4 months. During your on-air hours, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., what's the slowest part of the day, would you say?
Well, of course, overnight, you know. One, there's no live programming yet. I mean, we will.
So you do show pre-recorded stuff at night?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like late, after 10 o'clock.
Okay.
That's when we start the pre-recorded stuff. So.
Okay.
Like, yeah, that up to the early mornings are probably the slowest times.
Okay. And during your live hours, what's your slow time?
I don't think there really is a slow time. I think each show has its own audience.
Now,
each show has their own audience. And certain days, like whether they bring on a guest or just particular people's watching patterns, like it's pretty solid from 8 a.m. all the way to 10 p.m. And I think it varies on certain days, certain times, you know, certain guests, things will change around.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your average simultaneous viewership?
Probably a few hundred. A few hundred to a few thousand. Yeah.
And how long after you went under there did it take it for viewership to come up to that level?
It took a few months, 2-3 months. Off the bat, we already had because we've been around for 2 years, we've been talking and talking about all the stuff that we're doing, so people were kind of waiting for us to come out and to see what, you know.
Right.
I mean, of course, you know, with every launch, you have your kinks and you have to work them out. I think at first, too, when we first started, we started at 1 p.m.? We only went live from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And then we expanded to 8 a.m. So
okay,
yeah, and that definitely brought in more viewers as well.
Right, East Coast, a lot of East Coast viewers. You know, people that are on the East Coast in at work. You know, that's big now. People surfing the internet at work. You know what I mean?
So, right.
Yeah, I'm
they're
sure.
supposed to be working, but
I'm
they're
sure
watching
some people listening right now are probably at work.
Yeah,
right, you know,
it must be.
Yeah,
supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I know.
And
a lot of my friends or other people, they watch it at work, and then we have a little pop-up window, and what they do is when the boss comes, they hide the little pop-up window, wait till he leaves, and then brings it back up.
Yeah.
You should have, like, a fake spreadsheet that pops up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hundreds to listeners, you have viewership in the hundreds to thousands of simultaneous viewers. Who are all those viewers? Where do they come from? How do they find out about
all over the world?
Yeah, it's all over the world. That's the great thing about the web. A lot of it is the U.S. We do have Australian viewers, U.K. viewers,
Germany.
Like, it's weird when you track the stats and you take a look and you're like, really? Like these people, like people from even like the U.S. military overseas are watching.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know? You know that they're military people from the chat, from the
No. When you take a look at where, because it tracks, you know, where people are coming from, and certain places come from like U.S. military and stuff like that. It'll say U.S. military.
Oh, really?
Or say Saudi Arabia, or, you know.
Okay, so like the military has their own IP address, and
I get, that's what I'm assuming.
Okay,
what the stats are being analyzed.
Okay. And how are they finding out about
it? A lot of it is just word of mouth. I mean, we also do have that the new magazine, the M Plus magazine.
First issue came out last month.
Word of mouth. I mean, how does somebody over in Saudi Arabia find out about...
It's email. I mean, the world is a much smaller place than it was before. I mean, I don't think that this could have been done 5-6 years ago.
No.
This is like something that now everyone lives on the internet.
Right.
With email, with IMs, you're even though people are far away from each other, they can still communicate and talk and
instantly. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Where does that word of mouth start?
With us. That's where it started.
Well, it starts with us. It starts with you know.
The great thing is that when we go out, you know, like when we started it. Well, I didn't start it. I shouldn't take credit for it. But when Dennis and Mark started it, and they started meeting these bands and shooting footage, then the bands would start talking about Music Plus, you know. Then their representatives would start talking about Music Plus and telling other bands, and then they'd start plugging it, and then people at their shows would find out about Music Plus, and then, you know, that's how you get the ball rolling, and people start talking.
Okay, so...
And since we're dope, you know, they're going to watch.
Well, absolutely. It sounds like big source of the word of mouth is bands who are being played on the station.
Yeah, them. They're fans as well. They tune in to watch their fans when they come on live. We play a lot of live videos of them.
Yeah. So, okay.
Through the industry, too. I mean, we know there's industry people that know about us. I don't know what they think about us.
I don't know either, but I know...
But I know, like, some of them are keeping... They're keeping tabs on us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and like, a lot of people.
You mean music industry, TV industry, music TV industry?
Both.
I think recording. More the recording industry, I think.
Probably, yeah. But you know those the other music stations, you know, that we had spoke of earlier, they are also aware of us.
Right.
No. They know we're coming.
Right.
They know we're coming. Uh-huh. We're just on their heels.
Okay.
You know?
So, what secret projects do you have up your sleeve for the future?
Oh, if they're secret, you know, they're secret for a reason. No, we're just working on a lot of different
Promise
stuff.
Promise I won't tell anybody.
No, I mean, we're just working on a lot of different stuff. I mean, the thing is, a lot of people at our station, like, we are... Everyone's just putting out. They're dedicating a lot of hours and hard work, and it's not something like to get rich off of.
Right.
It's basically people
would be
for
nice
the love. Yeah. But it's more like the love of the music. I think the love of the music keeps things going.
Yeah. Not to alienate you, you film people out there too, because we do showcase short films and animations and things of that nature. So. People who are maybe not so much into the music but are into the film scene, you know, we're also showing these underground filmmakers on our network.
Okay, so you have a daily or a weekly
It's not
show?
A daily, weekly. Short takes, what is it, 6 p.m. on Sundays. We show a lot of short films.
Okay,
a lot of
go
short
on.
Films.
Yeah, I mean,
that
we're,
people have sent in. You
and,
know?
And I'll even show, like I had said on my show, that I do 2 picks. For the day, which are just videos that I want to see. You know, they're not necessarily anything that the viewers voted for. They're not on the top 10 list, but they're videos that I wanted to see. Sometimes I'll just play a short film that I want to watch that I think is good and that people should know about.
Okay.
You know.
Okay,
just,
cool.
Just, yeah. Yeah, it's a different flavor, you know. It just adds a little bit, you know. It's a little spice to the soup, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
People need to have high-speed connection to be able to watch Music Plus.
Yeah, they do. But I think that's another reason why we can exist today is that broadband is now becoming the norm.
Right.
Yeah. Like every work environment has it, and then most people at home, the cost of broadband is dropping so far down that it doesn't make any sense to
not to have it.
Not to have it anymore.
Otherwise, it'd be like,
yeah, I mean,
buffering, you know what I mean?
I've seen like the 56K stream off the modem, and it's you know, a stuttering image with like, you know, the sound is, I think the sound comes through okay, but it's like not the highest quality. But nowadays, just everything on the internet is going video based. If you go to ESPN.com, CNN.com,
the wave of the future.
Yeah, I mean.
What do you mean going video-based as opposed to what?
Well, like if you go to CNN.com, yes, you can read the articles and stuff like that, but then now you can click on video clips.
Yeah, I mean, really like web TV is really something that's going to be huge. It's something that industry people are working on and trying to get into, so we had our hands in it first, so lay off.
Okay, now, the issue about the high-speed connection, see, Kill Radio, we broadcast at 64K mono, uh-huh. So people can listen to us with a dial-up connection. So just so you know, your next competitor that you're going to have to look out for is actually Kill Radio.
Yeah, but your radio, we're video. We're TV, man.
Yeah, but we can reach a
we're different environments.
We can reach a wider audience because we're because they can use dial-up.
That's true, but I mean, I think like once, I think every year the statistics have shown like more and more people are just getting broadband. And in the future, when the Internet 2 comes out, I mean, the stuff that you see now is going to be I don't want to say garbage, but it won't look. It'll look like old television.
Right.
You know, it's like watching HDTV now and then taking a look at your old, like, I have like this old JCPenney TV back at my old house. You know,
the
you know,
ABC.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, some no name brand like television. I mean, that's how the internet will be in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. For our listeners who don't know, Internet 2 is the next generation of the internet, which is not available yet. It's, as I understand, supposed to be available within 10 years.
I think government and educational institutions are using it right now.
Yeah, they're already using it, but it's not going to be available to the general public for like within 10 years, I think.
I'd say less than 10 years.
Less than 10 years. Yeah. Now, of course, the amount of time that it'll take for it to be adopted by the general public will be much longer.
I think it'll be quicker than you could imagine, you know. It's everyone, especially the young generation, is all web-based, you know. They thrive on the computer, you know. That's where kids thrive, and I think they pick it up so fast that as soon as they hear about it, they're going to grab onto it. They always want that new technology.
Okay.
Oh, you got all kinds of political stuff going on there,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we're definitely politically based. Okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
You have your little billboard of why radio sucks.
Oh, yeah. Culture jamming. Okay, great. We're still on the air. All right, yeah, now what about, do you guys have a news show?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the morning. Jared, he hosts that.
Daily Dose.
Daily
that's
Dose.
That's entertainment news or?
It's a mix of stuff. He goes over world news, and then he goes over U.S. news, and then he'll go into entertainment news.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like this morning, the first thing I think was the Pakistan earthquakes. He was talking about those. And then he moved on to like the floods over on the East Coast somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved on to some entertainment news for like movies and music and stuff like that. So he brings a well-rounded. Though I think he needs to cover sports a little bit more.
Yeah. I don't know if that's his genre.
I don't know.
yeah, we have the news, man. It's, you know, and it's, we're covering everything.
Okay. Makeup. I wonder what do your on air people wear makeup? Do you have a makeup artist and all that stuff?
I only wear lipstick and nail polish.
And only when you're off the job.
Yeah. makeup is not really for me. I really don't care about makeup. It's not a big deal.
I mean, of course, the girls.
The girls, it's more for the girls, yeah.
But you don't have, like, traditional
studio
makeup.
We've had it occasionally. To be honest, on the web, like, you're not going to see that detailed in.
Right.
Like, I mean, of course, the girls, you know, they wear the regular makeup, but, you know, for the dudes, you know.
Right, yeah, it's not a big deal, makeup. So we kind of, like, steered away from that whole, like, makeup artist on set. Because we just didn't, we really didn't need it.
Didn't need it.
You know, it just wasn't a necessity. Not at this point, at least, you know.
Right. Okay.
I look good enough already.
Well, I didn't want to say, but... But you're listening to killradio.org. We're in the studio with Nick DeGaetano and Dennis Tsang from Music Plus TV, an internet-only TV station.
That's right.
MusicPlusTV.com. I'm Johnny Radio. The name of today's show is Watch It, Bitch, which could have multiple meanings depending on the intonation. Watch It, Bitch is actually the slogan for
Music Plus TV.
It's one of our slogans, not the main one. It's just the one that attracted the most attention.
Well, it's the best.
Well, that's why we had it out there.
What are some of your other slogans?
Try it, you'll like it.
Okay. Music more. I don't know.
We got quite a few of them.
You just run off the top of your head that we play good music.
Your all music, right. Your way. I don't know. We got all kinds of stuff.
Watch It, Bitch is my favorite.
Is like, well, it kind of, you know, sticks out there a little bit. You know, hits you in the face.
Yeah. It's cool.
Which is funny because the new Wired magazine, you'll see at the top right, it says Watch It, Buddy. No joke.
It says Watch It, Bud?
That's Buddy.
Buddy.
So it's like the softcore version of us. You know what I mean? It's like some guy at Wired probably saw, like, our sticker somewhere.
Yeah, they're showing cleavage but not nipple, you know? Yeah. We're showing the whole boob.
All right. Well, they're ripping you guys off.
You'll have that
it's
when you get
homage.
Popular, you know?
It's an homage.
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
They're giving us credit there.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you advertise in, like, Rolling Stone magazine, other big music?
No.
You don't?
No.
On your website, you've got... a whole section which looks like sort of a friends network.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something about
that? That's something that's still being developed. I mean, right now you can sign up and post your pictures and audio and some video and stuff like that and your profile. We're going to try and integrate that more into the actual live programming aspect of it. Like, try and get that where you register, and then you go into the chat room, and then that way your profile will be able to be viewed by other people and stuff like that.
Do you have other points of interactivity on your website?
Let's see, the forums. People can post in the forums.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, the VJs and even myself and Mark and other people that work there, we all post in the forums as well.
Yeah, we're all over it.
It's really not like a... There's not really a hierarchical system.
No, everybody does. Everyone's involved in it, you know, on all levels. So.
Okay. Yeah, what else about the sort of structure? I mean, do you guys have a formal organizational plan, something like that?
We have a formal business plan, but...
Okay.
And we definitely have... I guess a hierarchy in terms of, you know, who needs to do what and stuff like that, but it's not where it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna get my secretary to send you an email to tell you to,
right?
You know,
yeah, like I can
play
go,
this song.
Yeah, you know, it's, I can just walk into Dennis's office and ask him a question. You know, I don't need to, like, get permission from anybody to do that, you know?
It's okay. Not, like, appointment system.
Right, right.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, or he'll just, if he's got to ask me something, I'm not at the studio, he'll just call me, you know? It's not like he's going to have his assistant call me.
Right.
Because he, you know, he's the top dog. Yeah.
Okay, I want to get back to the subject of listenership. Excuse me, viewership.
Caught on that radio.
What's that? Yeah.
Caught on the radio lingo.
Thousands, hundreds to thousands of simultaneous viewers. I mean, that's pretty huge by Kill Radio standards. And so, really curious to know, you know, to learn more about what has contributed to the size of your viewership. You mentioned that word of mouth is probably the biggest.
Yeah, that definitely is the biggest.
Yeah.
I think people are just look. I think they're looking for something. I mean, maybe if it wasn't us, it might have been someone else.
Right.
They're just looking for something different than what they get from the mass media.
Okay, what advertising do you do?
A lot of it is just hitting the streets and promoting.
Yeah, like when
and
we're at the shows. And
our magazine, we sent 75,000 copies nationwide. Actually, even internationally, some have been sent to Australia and England, and a lot of indie record label stores carry our stuff. We do you remember that one guy? This one guy saw one of our flyers in El Paso,
oh,
Texas.
Yeah, that was
and
crazy.
He showed up to the studio
at our gate.
Yeah, there's a knock at the gate. I was on the phone, and then all of a sudden, like, this guy's knocking on the gate, and I'm like, who is this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, hey, I got your flyer in El Paso. I'm going to,
yeah,
can I play you a song? And I was like, okay, well, you know, let me get some people over here. So I got Nick and I got a few other people to come and listen to him play.
Yeah.
And he went on Nick's show.
Yeah, I just brought him on. I thought it was a great story. I mean, the guy was in a record store, found one of our flyers, got on a bus from El Paso, came all the way to L.A. and knocked on our door and just started playing songs for us.
With his guitar.
Yeah, with his guitar. Just him and his acoustic guitar.
I said, you know what, man? It took a lot of guts to do that, so I'll put you on the show and you can play a couple songs.
Fantastic.
For everybody. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just the, to give you an idea, you know,
it's
how
great.
It's getting around and it's getting big, so.
Any other especially interesting on-air stories?
That was one of the best ones.
Yeah, that's... That one was, I thought, was the greatest, just because, I mean, that takes a lot of guts to do that, you know. He didn't have anywhere to go. He just jumped on a bus and came, so that's ballsy.
Yeah.
That's ballsy right there.
Now I have a question about your personnel. People like Nick and everybody who sort of works the station, where do they all come from? Are they sort of, I mean, how do you find them? How do they find you?
It's mostly, again, internet stuff.
Yeah.
Craigslist, MySpace, like
entertainment careers.
It's just, yeah, it's just, and then sometimes it's referrals from other people, or people have just heard of us and they've, you know, emailed us in. I mean, that's the whole point is, like, right now we're living in the age of the internet.
Right.
I mean, that's how you get everything done now.
It's a small world.
So, but
I think I personally, how I found it, I packed up my car and I moved from Cleveland and I came out to LA and I was on the internet, you know, surfing the web, went to Entertainment Careers, found the ad, contacted Stuart, who is our programming, I don't know,
one of our program people, also
yeah.
A host as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I auditioned for it, and I think beyond my audition it was more that my attitude of being into it is what brought me in, you know. I really thought it was a great idea and I wanted to be a part of it, so.
So you actually had to do a little audition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On the spot, too, man. They
okay.
handed me a mic and they had a video camera and they're like, say something.
Okay.
I was like, shit. But it worked out.
Do you have background in
a little bit, a little bit.
Theater or something?
Yeah, I have a little bit of broadcasting background, yeah.
Okay.
And I went to Ohio State, did communications.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I have a little bit of the broadcasting in me.
Okay.
Already. But this has definitely helped me grow as a host, you know, and as a entertainment personality. It's really helped me develop my skills. So, it's been good. It's been really good.
How many hosts are there?
I don't have an exact number, but I know
approximately.
It's like 15 or something?
Yeah, 12 or 15. Yeah, something like that.
We have some that come in only certain times, mm-hmm. and then there, we have our regulars that are every day.
Yeah.
So it's around 15, I'd say.
15. Yeah. It's a good number.
Good number.
It's a good spot.
How many people are working at any one time at the studio? Either in front of the camera or behind the camera?
20 to 30 at a time.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as
like,
in
there's
the
a
office, in yeah. the studio.
There's a lot of people out there that, you know, at the studio that are working hard, you mm-hmm. know, behind the scenes.
Right now, as yeah. a matter of fact. Who's working right now?
See, Tracy, Aldo, working. Devin,
Eric,
Raynell.
Yeah, Raynell.
Mark Magno. Who else?
Ashley.
Clark. Then you got Raz.
All right.
Oh, Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl. Can't forget about Daryl.
Okay, that's all right. You don't have to name them.
Okay.
Maybe they we want to name the whole... We're going through the whole list. Nice.
Okay, doing shout-outs here on killradio.org. Speaking of shout-outs, the next thing we're going to listen to is the shout-out louds. Oh, we already heard that. Okay, then we're...
This one's going to be the letter openers.
Okay, the next track then is the letter openers. This is anything you want to tell us about the letter openers?
They're part of the Kiss or Kill Club. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's a local LA scene over in Silver.
You actually have a sticker of another group that's involved with Kiss or Kill, the Knives.
The Knives, like on my t-shirt.
Yeah,
right.
They're part of Kiss or Kill. They just got signed to Criterion. They were touring with CKY for a while this summer. It's like a community of a bunch of local bands here in LA, and they have a residency at the Echo every Tuesday night.
And they just rock out.
Yeah, it's like a club. They rotate out in and out bands, not into the club, but through their venue and stuff like that. And the letter openers are one of the bands in the Kiss or Kill Club. And
who else?
They're pretty cool.
A lot of people.
Midway.
Yeah, Midway. I haven't seen
Bang
them
Sugar
in a while.
Bang, Silver Needle. Porterville is
Porterville's good.
Yeah.
They're real good.
All right, let's take a listen to the letter openers on killradio.org.
As long as the light's on your face. Yo, Brawly, man.
What up, dog?
Yo, man, I've been tripping lately, man. I've been watching TV. You know, I don't really watch too much TV, but I'm seeing on CNN, you know, like people just getting their heads cut off. You know what I mean? Like people dying every day. Like, you know what I mean? Like people strapping bombs in themselves and blowing themselves up and shit. It's like, damn. It's the end of the world, facing up to barb and fractions. Enough with the words, cause I'm replacing them with actions. Fuck what you heard, I and I has got the passion. The Christ-like light shining blazing to the masses. You can't get this education in the classes. You learn from experience, earn all your patches. The burns of your ashes, everlasting life. So I'ma die clean, erasing the attachments. We're possessed like Jason with the mask is. The only difference is that we be saving all your asses. Instead of killing his creation with the hatchet, ready and willing soldiers in formation to attack quick. Blind face, souls awaken to the madness. You rhyme hating, sold your reputation just to cash. Making it and stashing, taking it and dashing. Faking for the fashion and hating with the passion. We're just fertilization for the grasses. So you can confess, or you could take it to the castle. You could do less, or you could give away in massive amounts and never segregate the lower class. Him and me,
ironic and insanity.
The tag team rap kings here to save humanity. Vanity ain't worth a small hill or a can of beans. Skydiving with your parachute, don't got a can.
So what happened to the world? All the hatred.
Time to realize that your life is what you make it.
You see human nature, but we see a disease.
So we're silencing the gunshots, releasing the peace.
So what happened to the world? All the hatred.
Time to realize that your life is what you make it.
Y'all see human nature, but we see a disease.
So we're silencing the gunshots, releasing the peace.
Puddles of conspiracy lurking in the darkness. From atheist delusion to the churches of the hardness. Fake fact, everybody learning it regardless. An unwritten truth that be burning with the harvest. Your brain's starving, so you're searching in the garbage. On sale, but you're not certain it's a bargain. Once ran amok, now turning to lethargic. A sucker punch by the serpent in the garden. A predator swarming, circling the target. Number Johnny 5, short circuit in the sergeant. The paparazzi ocean smirking at the artist. So the dinosaur people keep surfing at the torpids. Now everybody hurting with the hardships. Shackled minds that be squirming in the harness. Always trying to see who's working it the hardest. You're all about the beef like a person with a farness. So then everybody bursting in the carnage. Blind man quick to jack a person for their garments. DUI death, drinking bourbon on a car trip. Only life left trying to swerve around the carcass. There's a bomb at the funeral. Stay on my toes like I be a leprechaun at a urinal. People hypocritical, evil, biblical vision. Sequels to individuals thinking they'll be original.
So what happened to the world?
All the hatred.
Time to realize that your life is what you make it.
You see human nature, but we see a disease.
So we're silencing the gunshots, releasing the peace.
So what happened to the world? All the hatred.
Time to realize that your life is what you make it.
Y'all see human nature, but we see a disease.
So we're silencing the gunshots, releasing the peace.
So what happened to the world? All the hatred.
Time to realize that your life is what you make it.
You see human nature, but we see a disease.
So we're silencing the gunshots, releasing the peace.
Alright, students. Class dismissed.
Hey, Chef.
Hello, children.
So what's today's lunch special?
Yeah.
The same as it is every day.
What is
country
it?
Fried steak, followed by my chocolate salted balls.
Oh, nice.
We suck in this cafeteria they call the industry. Serving up the same damn thing.
I bet y'all never thought it would happen, huh?
You are now tuned in to FM and Gin. We ain't never eating at the cafeteria again. You swear you hot, I done rock greater spots since the days of fish sticks and tater tots. Four MCs with cocky flows.
All y'all other rappers sounding like Sloppy Joes.
You are now tuned in to FM and Gin. We ain't never eating at the cafeteria
the
again.
Got me fucked up in the stomach where my ribs meet. Starving while I'm watching all these other kids eat. I heard your signing bonus was a Lexus coupe. I'm next in line, down to fight for that extra scoop. A natural entrepreneur, I was born on a job. Trade you half a biscuit for your corn on the cob. Most of y'all that brag about keeping the heat close, y'all don't got beef, that's just yesterday's meatloaf. Damn, how can I put this delicately? Y'all some leftovers frontin' like a delicacy. If they won't let me eat, I act on my own hunch. Forced once and for all, yo, to pack my own lunch.
This record been serving kids mystery meats. Same damn CD, week after week with no nutrition, no ambition. The butter's getting hard and the jello's jiggling. The things that you cover with your
your government cheese. The kids, are you filling with your industry grease? If the cooks care less and seeds will perish, left out for days like peas and carrots. Feast from the far east now on your menu. Four food groups, we all essential. Invade your regimen with the vitamin gin. Put a spork in your mouth with a bite of FM.
You are now tuned in to FM and gin. We ain't never eating at the cafeteria again. You swear you hot, I done rock greatest spots since the days of fish sticks and tater tots. Four MCs with cocky flows. All your other rappers sounding like Sloppy Joes. You are now tuned in to FM and gin. We ain't never eating at the cafeteria again.
I've been waiting in line, rubbing my stomach cause I'm starving. Wasting my time cause the cook is serving garbage. A plate full of empty, getting dizzy like I'm car sick. Hunger, pain, got my brain, take the kitchen hostage. Teachers never honest, keep it from a knowledge. Meals artificial, recipes filled with nonsense. That's alarming the way they turn they face, y'all. But I promise the staff won't eat this coleslaw. Shit is crazy, raw like boys' bathroom stalls. Better guard your plate, cause I got a sticky paw. For your fried chicken, I'm missing meals on the daily high. Sticking side, kicking faculty for they drink.
I get the special of the day, goddamn, I'm furious. I'm like John McEnroe, you cannot be serious. Changing up the menu and we doing it right. So I'm throwing out my lunch to incite a food fight. Jump over the counter to catch the lunch later. Drown her to her death with mashed potatoes and gravy. We ain't saving nothing here, we hailing a new year. So here comes the brand new flavor for your ear. Gin and FM, the new chefs like Raekwon. Serving y'all food for thought from the Azon. Keep your hands high like you wantin' some more. But this is where it ends, cafeteria's closed.
You are now tuned in to FM and gin. We ain't never eating at the cafeteria again. You swear you hot, I done rock greatest spots since the days of fish sticks and tater tots. Four MCs with cocky flows. All your other rappers sounding like Sloppy Joes. You are now tuned in to FM and gin. We ain't never eating at the cafeteria again. You are now tuned in to FM and gin. We ain't never eating at the cafeteria again. You swear you hot, I done rock greatest spots since the days of fish sticks and tater tots. Four MCs with cocky flows. All you other rappers sounding like Sloppy Joes. You are now tuned in to FM and gin. We ain't never eating at the cafeteria again.
Far East movement.
This right here is truly history in the making.
You are now tuned in to FM and gin.
FM, this your boy Gin.
You are now tuned in
next generation.
FM and
Rough Riders. It's the Far East boys right here.
You are now tuned in to FM and gin.
Gin certified. Taking y'all back to the school lunch.
You are now tuned in to
I got
FM
the Scooby Doo lunchbox. With the shaggy thermos. Had the mystery van on the front. Y'all know y'all was sweating it, kid.
You are now tuned in the
FM. We in the game now. Catch records.
You are now tuned in the FM.
Catch me at rehab. Ha ha. Yeah, yeah.
Let's start it like this.
Yeah, y'all.
Yo, who we got in the house tonight?
Welcome back to killradio.org. This is Johnny Radio. The name of today's show is Watch It, Bitch.
Talking to another DJ on the phone right now. He said that his little brother was listening to Kill Radio.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I heard a sound there. So
most excellent.
Yeah. They plugged it on Yummy. So
who are you talking about?
Marcus.
Oh, you're talking about Marcus.
Yeah, he hosts Alternative Angle at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Excellent. Our guests today are Dennis Tsang and Nick DeGaetano from MusicPlusTV.com, internet TV station.
Yeah.
Music TV.
Web TV. The wave of the future, if you will.
Absolutely. But maybe you guys are going to think of that cable...
Yeah. That's definitely in our plans. It's going to cable. That's in the process as well.
That's big time.
Yeah, but right now we're just trying to concentrate on improving what we have now.
Right. And don't get it twisted. When we go to cable, we will still be doing our web TV, so...
Okay.
Don't worry, people. Don't worry.
It's not going away.
No. No, it's not going away. We're just expanding. Just expanding.
Do you guys want to tell us about who we just listened to?
First was I and I.
I and I.
What happened?
With what happened.
So what's I and I all about?
There are these two guys from the OC. I don't know too much about them, but they did Roll by the Studio.
Yeah, I was. I mean, they're an obscure group. Yeah. They're hitting the underground scene right now. You know, they're, like I said, they're grinding the clubs, you know, just trying to make a name for themselves. And we caught wind of them. We caught a live show down in the OC, and they're good, so we're playing them.
Yeah, and we shot them live, and yeah, we've been showing that live footage on air.
You shot them live, meaning you shot one of their performances?
Yes, yeah. We shot one of their performances. That's one of the things that we do at right. Music Plus TV. That's how we got our name out, especially among the LA area.
Right. You know, that for people that don't get to see these groups live, or, you know, can't make it to a show, we're kind of giving them a taste of what they're like live, you know? So, mm-hmm. It's like they're at the concert, but they didn't have to pay for the ticket.
Right, right.
You know?
After I and I, we
played
heard...
Far East Movement featuring Jin. For some people who, you know, maybe follow more of the mainstream hip-hop scene, Jin was on 106 in Park. He won the freestyle battle. It's like, yeah, 7 weeks in a row.
It's signed with Rough Riders.
Yeah, and he's no longer with Rough Riders. He's started, I think he's on an indie underground label, yeah, now.
And these, they're Korean?
Jin's Chinese. Far East Movement is a mix of Korean and Chinese. And I think so. But, some Asian cats.
Yeah, you're not seeing too much of that anywhere else, so... You know, we have a nice eclectic mix of musicians.
Yeah, I think when we, you know, a lot of the bands that we cover, there are a lot of different ethnicities mixed.
Right.
Like the Daylight's the drummer. He's Korean.
Yeah. Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Do you does the Far East Movement do any non-English raps?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything, because I think they're Asian American. I don't think they're from Asia, so
that all I've heard is English versions.
I know that Jin throws a little bit of Cantonese into his rap sometimes, but I don't think they're full on songs. So,
okay,
just a little flavor of his background, you know.
Okay, and do you play any foreign language material on the station?
I know that Dengue Fever was completely in Cambodian.
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on.
It sounded good.
It sounded good, yeah. I just didn't know what they were saying.
Yeah.
What's Dengue Fever?
It's this Cambodian pop group, pop singing ballad group. They're from Long Beach. And actually, just the singer is Cambodian, and the rest of the group is from here, from California.
So this is just a tune that you played. You played one of their tunes on the show.
No, they came onto one of our shows. They were interviewed. Oh, you missed it?
I missed that one. Yeah,
interviewed. They got interviewed, and then they performed like two or three songs live, on air. So,
okay,
yeah,
and it was all in Cambodian.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like all in Cambodian, and then I think the chorus would be in English. Like a lot of, you know.
So you could sing along to the chorus, but
yeah, not anything else.
But you didn't know what anything else was about.
No, that's another thing.
That's okay, though.
That's another thing. Is music is universal. I mean, a lot of people from other countries are listening to American music, even though they don't totally understand the words.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the lyrics that touch you. It could be the beats, melody, you know, as long as they can relate to it, they'll listen to it. So we're putting it out.
Okay, now you guys just have one stream right now, is that correct?
Yeah, currently we're gonna add some more streams for like more specific ones, like more like a hip-hop stream, and then like a indie rock stream, and probably a short film stream, probably even a Spanish stream.
What's the time frame on those?
We're working on that. We probably will be adding each one slowly.
I don't know anything about the streaming.
Okay.
that's not my department.
So do you have an IT department or experts?
Yeah, Dennis.
Me and a few other people. You know, it's a learning process. I mean, that's the thing, is that this is something new.
Yeah.
It's new. It's not like... There's no guidebook. There's no, like, okay, let me read this book of how to start this company. Because there is none. You can't even pattern yourself after another company.
Because there's nothing similar to it, you know what I mean? There's nothing like it where you can base what you're doing off somebody else, and, you know, what they had done, and you just gotta roll with it and make good on your mistakes, you know, because there will be mistakes.
What about partners, as in promotional partners, people that you organizations, people that you partner with to promote live shows, such something?
With live shows, we haven't gotten into that, and that's something we will get into, especially after we get that warehouse, stage in the warehouse set up. But as far as just partnering up, we partner with different clothing, like more like underground clothing lines. I know Temple Effectives, Kid Robot, like a bunch of different.
So what do you do with these clothing lines?
You know, they send us, you know, free clothes that we have some of the VJs wear, and then we talk about, you know,
X-Killers,
yeah, stuff like that. And they help promote our name as well.
Yeah, we plug them, you know, we say who we're wearing, and in turn, they get advertising, and we get it.
Okay.
You know.
And, do they print your name on any of their stuff?
Sometimes, different stuff. I'm not sure about the clothing, but like other, I think we've gone on some certain flyers for certain stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Different aspects, cross promoting with different people.
Do you have a dedicated promotional person?
So far it's been, everyone's just been doing it. I know we're starting to get, well, I think Daryl helps out a little bit on the promotion side.
Yeah.
Tracy, Devin. I think Raynell's starting to get into that.
Oh yeah,
as well.
She's dipping her fingers in that now, huh?
Yeah,
good.
She's organizing the street team.
Raynell.
So what's that all about, street team?
It's just like fans of Music Plus TV that know what we're about and know kind of the message that we're trying to bring, and we send them like packages of magazines, stickers, and other stuff that they can distribute and pass out to like different.
It's
across the country, yeah. Like, we have different street team members across the country.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, so they'll just, like, they'll hit us up, and we'll send them stuff, you know. They'll become a member of our street team, and then they'll basically go out and promote us and, you know, pass out stickers and magazines and things like that.
And these are, like, college kids or something?
Everybody, yeah. All right, yeah.
Ranging from high school all the way to people who are working.
And how do they get into it? Why do they get into it?
Because they believe in what we're doing.
They like, yeah, I mean, they're people that watch us all the time, and they like what we're doing. They like our videos. They like our VJs. So they want to be a part of it, and we're happy to oblige.
And so they're not getting paid or anything like that?
No. No.
No,
they're not getting paid. But they'll get, because they're street team members, they'll get, like, prizes and things like that for helping us out, you know.
Okay.
Like a shirt or something we'll send them, you know, something like that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Free CDs.
Free CDs, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, you broadcast, obviously, internationally, because you're all over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Does that create any issues in terms of the time difference with different places?
Yeah, I mean, because for us, you know, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., that's like, well, I mean, it's longer than a regular work day, but at least it's in the confines of when someone is awake in this time zone, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And then for the East Coast, like, maybe if they want to watch something, you know, that we were showing at 10, they're, you know, by that time it's already 1 o'clock over there, so who knows if they're gonna stay up to watch that, you know. Also in the morning, I think people in different countries, maybe they want to be watching some live programming and interacting. So I mean, we're working on that. We're gonna expand, and eventually we'll expand to, you know, the full 24/7. So
that's the goal.
Right Was any idea on the time frame of going to 24 hours?
I mean, right now it's 24 hours with programming. Like, we have some pre-recorded stuff, some videos that we play at night. But there's no set time frame for the live hosting. I mean, we gotta
tune in when the show is on.
Yeah,
you're at, whatever time it is, that's what time you gotta see it. You know, if you want to see it live, you might have to stay up until 11 o'clock at night, you know, but it's worth it.
Okay, would love to hear some more colorful stories from behind the sign.
Well, I don't want to get in any trouble, you know.
You don't have to mention any names.
No. There's the, you know,
we've had some parties.
We do have some parties, yeah. I mean, we see, that's the thing about our network, is that we're not just working together, we're playing together as well. We spend a lot of time with each other. So there's always mishaps and things going on. You know, we like to goof around, and I'll be doing a live show, and, you know, Devin will come in and throw a pillow at me while, you know, on my show, and he'll hit me in the head, and I won't even be expecting it. But I mean, there's always little things that we're doing that keep things live, you know, keep the energy up.
Yeah.
But nothing really sticks out to me that's, you know, nothing comes to mind.
Well,
right now. As far as you know, some sort of freaky, crazy story.
No, I mean, a lot of it's just going out and meeting people. We meet a lot of different people. We met so many people.
So many people.
And we're going to continue to meet more and more and more people.
Yeah. He wants the dirt. He wants the juice on us. He wants the dirty. I don't know, though, man.
The uncensored.
I could just drop F-bombs while we're here. I don't know. You want uncensored?
Oh, you can say fuck on the air.
Oh, you can do that on the air.
We often do our swearing. We get it all out on air, you know.
You know who gets it out a lot is Libby. Libby gets it. Libby, fuck, shit. I think she enjoys to swear on air.
That's her whole. I think that's why she comes in every night to do her show, just so she could say fuck.
play good music videos and then swear.
Yeah.
What about sort of legal issues? We're on the subject of censorship. With what's happening lately in the FCC and the Howard Stern situation.
Well, right now we're internet-based, so we don't have to deal with that. Yeah. I'm sure when we go to cable, there will be, you know, issues with the FCC. Swearing, probably not.
The F-bombs will have to stop when we go on cable. But we can always, get it out while we're on the web TV, and then when we go to cable, we can be...
So you're not too worried. I mean, you don't care if you need to clean things up a little bit.
I mean, that's something you'd have to do, but then we'd also be able to still have our web stream, so...
Right. Do you expect, or have you heard, that internet TV on radio may come under more scrutiny?
Definitely. I mean, anything that gets bigger will always, you know...
Yeah. But it's so... It's hard for me to imagine regulations being put on it right now or anytime soon, because it's worldwide, so I don't see how our government could step in and regulate anything, you know.
Right, but they're going to try to.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll be successful.
Be able to cover everything, but once you get to a big enough thing,
I mean,
you're on their radar, they'll...
Yeah, all we're doing is using some cuss words and maybe showing some titties, you know. There's other websites that are showing you how to make a bomb, so I don't think we're really too bad. They shouldn't be worried about us so much as they should be worried about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agree, but... what about... do you have royalty... Do you have to pay royalties to show the videos?
For the independent artists, I don't know what we're doing right there for that. For the major, but we don't play too many major labels. The major label ones we have contracts with that we're supposed to be paying per play or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But because we're not a video on demand service, it's a lot different, because it's a linear broadcast if you're playing the video, as opposed to, like, I know, like, AOL and Yahoo and all them, they pay every time someone watches the video, because they have everything, you know, on demand for every single person. Like, whenever they want to watch a certain video, they can just click on it and watch it. Where us, it's pre-formatted for, you know, us.
Yeah, if we get it from one of the, if we get videos from one of the bigger labels, you know, and we have, you know, then you got to pay the royalties. But a lot of our independent artists are happy to, you know, have their videos played, and you know, they're more than willing to give us their videos. It's free promotion for them, you know. We get to play good music, and they get to get their face out there and their name out there. So it's a win-win situation.
Right, right. Okay, great. You're listening to killradio.org. The name of today's show is Watch It, Bitch. And we're speaking in the studio with Dennis Tsang. I love saying that.
Watch it, bitch, and you better be watching it.
And you better be watching musicplustv.com.
That's right.
New internet TV, music TV station. We have in the studio today Nick DeGaetano, on our host on Music Plus TV, and Dennis Tsang, co-founder of Music Plus TV. They show non-major label material, a lot of indie music, local bands, live performances. They have live in-studio hosts. It's not just all pre-recorded programming.
No, yeah, that's another thing I love about it, is that it's live and it's totally off the cuff. My show is not scripted whatsoever, so what I say is what goes on the air regardless. There's no
backing
there's
up.
There's no cut.
No
and,
going back.
You know, take two. You
no
know, it's all right there for everybody to hear. So, and that makes it fun. It makes it exciting. And I think the viewers like that because it's a natural setting. You know, I'm not putting on some crap, you know. I'm not putting on my voice or, you know, my fake persona to go on the air, you know.
Right.
What you see is what you get.
Okay, excellent. Well, I want to thank these guys very much for coming on the show today and taking
time. Thanks for letting us come in.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedules. They're heading back to Music Plus TV.
Yeah, right? I got to go back to work.
Back to work.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta prep for the shows, man, you know? Got to make this thing happen. But you got to make sure the viewers have to make, or the listeners, I should say. See, I'm in the TV mode. You're in radio mode. We got to switch it up here.
TV land meets radio land.
Yeah, right? The listeners, they got to be watching musicplustv.com. Check out the show tonight, 7 o'clock, 10 deep.
You heard it here, folks. And also, after you watch 10 deep with Nick DeGaetano, then you'll be able to catch, is it Gliss that's playing tonight?
Gliss, yeah.
Gliss is playing tonight at the Echo in Echo Park. We heard some of them today on the air. We heard the Shout Out Louds, the Letter Openers,
I and I,
Far East Movement, Chops. We're gonna listen to some more music to finish off the Johnny Radio Show, and stay tuned for the next Kill Radio Show, which is actually some new programming, a new DJ that hasn't appeared.
Cool.
On the Kill Radio roster before. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. And next week, same time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Victoria! something like my home, my own Victoria.
Victoria. Brawley, man.
What up, dog?
Yo, man, I've been tripping lately, man. I've been watching TV. You know, I don't really watch too much TV, but I've seen on CNN, you know, like people just getting their heads cut off. You know what I mean? Like people dying every day. Like, you know what I mean? Like people strapping bombs in themselves and blowing themselves up and shit. It's like, damn.
It's the end of the world, facing up to our infractions. Enough with the words, cause I'm replacing them with actions. Fuck what you heard, I and I has got the passion. The Christ-like light shining blazing to the masses. You can't get this education in the classes. You learn from experience, earn all your patches. The burns of your ashes, everlasting life. So I'ma die clean, erasing the attachments. We're possessed like Jason with the masses. The only difference is that we be saving all your asses. Instead of killing his creation with the hatchet, ready and willing soldiers in formation to attack quick. Blind face, souls awaken to the madness. You rhyme hating, sold your reputation just to cash it. Making it and stashing, taking it and dashing, faking for the fashion and hating with the passion. We're just fertilization for the grasses. So you could confess, or you could take it to the casket. You could do less, or you could give away in massive amounts and never segregate the lower classmen. Him and me,
ironic and insanity.
The tag team rap kings here to save humanity. Vanity ain't worth a small hill or a can of beans. Skydiving with your parachute, don't got a can of.
So what happened to the world? All the hatred.
Time to realize that your life is what you make it.
You see human nature, but we see a disease.
So we're silencing the gunshots, releasing the peace.
So what happened to the world? All the hatred.
Time to realize that your life is what you make it.
Y'all see human nature, but we see a disease.
So we're silencing the gunshots, releasing the peace.
Puddles of conspiracy lurking in the darkness. From atheist delusion to the churches of the heartless. Fake fact, everybody learning it regardless. An unwritten truth that be burning with the harvest. Your brain's starving, so you're searching in the garbage. On sale, but you're not certain it's a bargain. Once ran amok, now turning to lethargic. A sucker punch by the serpent in the garden. A predator swarming, circling the target. Number Johnny 5 short circuiting the sergeant. The paparazzi ocean smirking at the artist. So the dinosaur people keep surfing at the tar pits. Now everybody hurting with the hardships. Shackled minds that be squirming in the harness. Always trying to see who's working it the hardest. You're all about the beef like a person with a furnace. So then everybody bursting in the carnage. Blind man quick to jack a person for their garments. DUI death drinking bourbon on a car trip. Only life left trying to swerve around the carcass. There's a bomb at the funeral. Stay on my toes like I be a leprechaun at a urinal. People hypocritical, evil, biblical vision. Visual sequels to individuals thinking they'll be original.
So what happened to the world?
All the hatred.
Time to realize that your life is what you make it.
You see human nature, but we see a disease.
So we're silencing the gunshots, releasing the peace.
So what happened to the world? All the hatred.
Time to realize that your life is what you make it.
Y'all see human nature, but we see a disease.
So we're silencing the gunshots, releasing the peace.
So what happened to the world? All the hatred.
Time to realize that your life is what you make it.
You see human nature, but we see a disease.
So we're silencing the gunshots, releasing a peace.
Separated as continents that shifted. All the pieces fit, can't you see the togetherness, visionary Pangea. We started as one, then we drifted. Separated as continents that shifted. All the pieces fit, can't you see the togetherness, visionary Pangea.
It all began together, before we ever ran together. Before we ever took a stand together. We understand that whether or not we tether or not for humanity, we must stand to weather the hatred. Separation, it's easier to make than break it. We're breaking stereotypes with the yes y'all on the mic. Get yourself right, we're not all alike. But fall right into place, face adversity. Appreciate diversity. Nursery to university. Pass any degree, see universally.
disperse in the verse commercially or underground. One love bound by culture and sound. Been around the world and no denying we're all under the same sun, so keep shining.
The planet's so small with all the origins. Whichever one you're in, we get the light pouring in. We pass segregation with unification. Savages invading civilizations. Riddle the nation with belittlement. We lift up without aviation. We're only divided by distance. It's an honor, this is outstanding. An 8-year flight came in for the landing. We spread all over the map. Instead of stripping the culture, we give love back. We started as one, then we drifted. Separated as continents that shifted. All the pieces fit, can't you see the togetherness? Visionary Pangea.
As I walk through the labyrinth halls, past the cell walls, I recall a 200,000 year dream of an African queen. Passing the genes to all of our mothers, silver spoons of the gutter. Redeem the structure, we've seen destruction and how we rebuild from nothing. Slaves to infiltration of the government, and smoke rings puffed in the air. The soul's microcosmic jaw is forever the spark behind the artist with the Krylon band tip. Bombing panoramics with the eye on Atlantis. Cataclysmic Egypt is geometrically linked to Asian and Mayan pyramids. This indigenous mystic knew the movements of the stars when there were no satellites to probe the darkness. Behold the arc is esoteric, eternal and inherited. We are all connected. Vision on the
travel, Mother Earth. Don't forget your Antarctica. Remember that Uncle Africa's part of you. Pisces, high seas, Caribbean. Indigenous, Indian, aquatic, amphibian. From the Isles of the South, and I make my revolutionary style. They mouth gigantic, rhythmic riddles from the Middle East. Asian hymnals, get rid of the beast. South American, Brazilian highlands. Throughout the area, in millions lies, man. Roping off Oceania, enveloped by the whole sea and the improbable provinces. Defenses in your mind is where the only fence is. Two match rocks steady over granite. I trotted the globe ready for another planet.
Let's carry our brothers, carry our sisters. Weight of the world is hard to hold, we showing blisters. It was always in the cards when God dealt it. The land got shuffled and all the bridges melted. So we sharpened up our tools and got a point across. The visionary arc realized love lost. We higher learning with lower incomes. And in the middle of a battlefield for freedom, we take a stand, joining hands in a circle, man. Represent the world, just a local band. Understand, Pangea, see, the only separation is 6 degrees and rough seas.
We started as one, then we drifted, separated as continents that shifted. All the pieces fit, can't you see the togetherness, visionary Pangea? We started as one, then we drifted, separated as continents that shifted. All the pieces fit, can't you see the togetherness, visionary Pangea? Take one step for mankind. 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 You wanna face this brand new world of mine.
Alright, students. Class dismissed.
Hey, Chef.
Hello, children.
So what's today's lunch special?
Yeah.
The same as it is every day.
What is
country
it?
Fried steak, followed by my chocolate salted balls.
Oh, nice.
We stuck in this cafeteria they call the industry. Serving up the same damn thing.
I bet y'all never thought it would happen, huh?
You are now tuned in to FM and Gin. Yeah. We ain't never eating at the cafeteria again. You swear you hot, I done rock greatest spots since the days of fish sticks and tater tots. Four MCs with cocky flows.
All your other rappers sounding like Sloppy Joes.
You are now tuned in to FM and Gin. We ain't never eating at the cafeteria
the industry
again.
Got me fucked up in the stomach where my ribs meet. Starving while I'm watching all these other kids eat. I heard your signing bonus was a Lexus coupe. I'm next in line, down to fight for that extra scoop. A natural entrepreneur, I was born on a job.
trade you half a biscuit for your corn on the cob. Most of y'all that brag about keeping the heat close, y'all don't got beef, that's just yesterday's meatloaf. Damn, how can I put